it's not really a sunny day. It's kind of a partly cloudy, partly sunny, but it goes in and out. But it's going to be a nice day. Maybe get out in the field sometime this week. Dr. David Wright from South Dakota State University, head of the Plant Science Department. Good morning, Doc. And I don't know if it's still just the Plant Science Department or you think you had horticulture and everything else in there, don't you?
Good morning, Chuck. Yes, we changed the name of the department about a year ago to the Department of Agronomy, Horticulture, and Plant Science to better reflect the opportunities that we provide for students and future farmers and horticulturists in South Dakota.
Well, you know, it's been a while since I've been with the SDSU, so I'm just kind of learning all these changes yet. You keep changing these things. It's old guys. So let's talk about what's coming up here. The Edgar McFadden Symposium on Weed Improvement. I know I've heard Kevin Kepper talk some about on McFadden. I should say McFadden. Let's talk about that symposium coming up. It's tomorrow.
Starts tomorrow evening with a banquet and kickoff. So we have, of course, President Dunn will be greeting everyone. And Kevin Kephart will be back on campus to provide an overview of Edgar McFadden's life and how he came up with the Hope genetics that I'll talk about in a little bit. And we also have for a keynote speaker Bob McIntosh, who's a retired professor from the University of Sydney in Australia. And Dr. McIntosh worked with the Hope Genetics in his plant breeding program for many, many years. The next day is a scientific symposium, but it's with a twist. And there are a couple of areas that are absolutely open free of charge to the public. And the first one at 8 a.m., we have Sanjay Rajaram, who is a World Food Prize recipient who works has a breeding program at CIMMYT in Mexico and has been breeding wheat for many, many years to help feed the world. Just a phenomenal speaker, and we're very happy at SDSU to have a World Food Prize winner on campus. And that's followed up by several more technical presentations from faculty from around the United States. And then at 1:30 in the afternoon, Paul Connors, who is the Consul General for Canada, will be kicking off our afternoon session. And Paul will be talking about NAFTA and some of the talks going on between the U.S. And Canada, and how important NAFTA is to trade between our two countries. Following Mr. Connors' discussion, we have several individuals who are going to be talking about wheat quality. We have folks from Vince Peterson, from the president of the United States Wheat Association, Inc. So the afternoon is really dedicated to quality and trade of wheat. And then closing remarks will be late in the afternoon. But the opening session with our World Food Prize winner is open to the public, as well as the opening session in the afternoon at 1:30. Again, open free of charge to the public.
Let's talk a little about the Hope Wheat, where that came from.
Yeah, so everybody, I hope, recognizes the significance of the Green Revolution that happened back in the early 1900s, mid-1900s. Norman Borlaug is credited for breeding wheat that helped feed the world. Up until Borlaug's release of wheat lines, wheat was very, very poor yielding. And, of course, Norman is credited for emphasizing the use of fertilizer, breeding shorter lines so it didn't fall, people could harvest it. But what people don't know is the impact that a gentleman named Edgar McFadden had on Norman Borlaug's breeding program. When Norman Borlaug showed up in Mexico to begin his breeding program, Hope Wheat was there waiting for him, and Dr. Borlaug used Hope Wheat to breed into his genetics. Now, the significance of Edgar McFadden is that he is a 1918 graduate from South Dakota State College, today is South Dakota State University. And he, as a young man, recognized the need to breed wheat that it was healthy, that could resist the rust that was out there and causing yield. And he's credited with making a cross between two grass species that scientists would have never believed could be successful. But he did it in the backyard of his rented apartment here, not too far from the SDSU campus. Just a miraculous achievement by a young man. And he later, you know, he grew that and started crossing and really created several lines. But the miracle line he called Hope. And he distributed that genetics all over the United States, all over the world for plant breeders to begin breeding with, because the line that he developed was resistant to rust species. So Edgar McFadden had a very significant role in Norman Borlaug's success in the Green Revolution.
Well, so that story is going to be told, but again, this is coming up on, well, it'd be basically the second of May. Where's that going to be held at?
The on May 2nd, the symposium's held in the Wahlstorf Ballroom at the Student Union on campus. Again, people are welcome to join us for the morning event and the kickoff of the afternoon event.
All right. Well, we're going to have to go there, Timmy. We'll wrap it up. I wanted to talk just a second, Mark. I'm going to take 1 minute on the Precision Ag. I know it went through the legislature. You guys got to be pretty excited about that up there, don't you?
Oh, we are very excited. The Precision Ag building that we're planning and will be begin constructing in next year is a game changer for SDSU, and it will open many, many doors for students who come to SDSU, be trained in precision agriculture, and graduate from here. We are the first in the nation to offer a BS degree, and industry from around the world are telling us that they need people that have strong skill sets in plant biology as well as precision technology. SDSU graduates from our Precision Ag program offer just that. So the job opportunities going into the future are limitless.
Well, Doc, we'll be calling you again and get an update on that Precision Ag. I'd like to talk a little more of that. I know you got some new greenhouses. So maybe talk about some of the updates that we've done at South Dakota State in your department. So, Dr. David Wright, I appreciate you taking the time, and we'll talk to you again.
Thank you, Chuck.
All right. And that's